You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Behind the move, he is the author of a spending bill funding the Justice Department. The measure won initial approval today, but has a long way to go before becoming law. The number of children fleeing gangs and other dangers in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador and making their way to the U.S. is down significantly from last year. But without legal representation, those children are much more likely to be sent back to their home countries. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the 4 to 5 o'clock hour of Talented People. We're actually a part of the Parenting Matters show. The weather is, let's just see what the weather is. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low about 63 if you happen to be in the mid-New Jersey area. Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 91. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low about 67. Chance of showers and thunderstorms again afternoon, mostly sunny with a high about 90 on Friday. And then chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low about 68 on Friday night. That continues mostly cloudy through with a high of 88 on Saturday. And then mostly cloudy again with a low of 64 Saturday night. Partly sunny all day on Sunday with a high of 82. And then mostly cloudy with a low around 61 on Sunday night. Just want to remind everybody this weekend is the Hunterdon Chamber Day over there in Ringo. So I'll give you more information on that shortly. What we're going to do now is we have a guest. She's called in. She's an author. Her name is K.W. Pendorf. And she has written the book Freya and the Dragon Egg. And she is on the line there. Are you there, K.W.?
Thanks
for calling in. Let's start off. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm originally from upstate New York, and I've done a lot of travels. I teach ESL, so English for Immigrants, and in some of my travels, I have been abroad to Europe and Denmark in particularly, where I got the inspiration for the book.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about the book. What's it about?
So the book is about Freya, who is a 12-year-old girl. I like to say she suffers from middle child syndrome. And she wants nothing more than to fit in with the family, and she finally gets her opportunity when her dad, world-renowned Viking archaeologist, is at the museum and asks her to hide a precious artifact, even from himself. And she jumps at the opportunity because she thinks, finally my one chance to fit in with the family. She finds the perfect hiding place, which is a Viking graveyard, so something that I had actually seen when I was in Denmark. And in walks older sister, who's basically botching the opportunity Freya has to hide the egg. And the only thing Freya can do is to swallow the egg so that her sister doesn't get it, but bam, she gets pulled back in time to the Viking era.
That's just so much fun. Now, what about the Viking era? You've studied it, and you're going to share with us a little bit about the Viking era, how you did your research, and what goes in the book.
Well, I got the idea because, like I said, I had seen the Viking graveyard, and when I got this kind of idea that some little girl finds this round object, which I decided is a dragon egg, spoiler alert, that was just the basic premises. But I knew nothing about really the Viking era. That's not really my background, my history, my family history. So I said, okay, let me run to a bookstore, grab as many books as I can on Vikings, games they played, things they ate, how they dressed, what they did, and even that they believed in realms, which I didn't know until I found that through my research. So I also picked up some books on different characters. Because what I didn't want to do is I didn't want a story to follow what we already know about, like the gods, Thor and Odin and those type of things. So I thought, let's do characters like sprites and valkyries and berserks, things people might have heard of, but there aren't really, you know, big stories on that famous berserk or whatever. So I just pulled a lot of research and just started taking notes on what I liked, what stood out to me, and then I kind of twisted some of the ideas and made them my own. So that's where I began.
And tell us also about your trip on the train into the city one day, what you saw.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun. I used to work in Manhattan, and for anyone who's ever done that commute, sometimes it can be boring, so I was just basically falling asleep, looking out the window, and I just got this vision of what became the cover of my book, minus the tree. I saw a little blonde girl with a round object sitting in the Viking graveyard. And for those of you who don't know possibly what a Viking graveyard might look like, think large boulders. And for Vikings who were not buried at sea, the next best thing was to bury them in the middle of boulders placed around their body. So if you will, like 5, 6, 7 boulders to simulate the shape of a boat, like oblong or circular. So I just got a vision of her sitting out there, and I thought, what? Where did that come from? I didn't put a grave. And the last time I had been to that Viking graveyard was about 14 years prior to when I got that vision. So I don't know where it came from, but I'm grateful for it all the same, because it sparked something so vivid in my mind that I said, I don't know what that is, but let's play with it. So the next couple weeks on the train, I just started saying, you know, my who, what, when, where, why. Who's that girl? What's the object she has? Why does she have it? How did she get it? What time are we talking about? And that's how I kind of came up with, I want her to go back in time some way.
So much
so,
fun.
Yeah.
So now, how many books are you planning in the series?
I'm planning 9, because in my research, I discovered that the Vikings believed in 9 mythological realms, magical worlds, and I thought, oh, how perfect. Minor spoiler alert, but I think Freya definitely needs to go to all 9 realms before the series can end.
Sounds like so much fun. So what about writing it? Tell us about how did you like discipline yourself, and where did you start? I mean, especially with learning, you know, going back in time, you know, writing and all of it.
Well, really good question, because this is my first book out, which means I was not a published author before that, and I hadn't taken any classes on how to be an author. So I did the next best thing, and I looked at some other books that I felt were successful, and those were books by J.K. Rowling, so the Harry Potter series, and by L.M. Montgomery, so the Anne of Green Gables series. And I kind of just started looking at, well, how many chapters are even in a book for this age range? And I kind of came up with 17, 18 books. So I just took those large sticky notes, like those 3x5 sticky notes, plastered about 15, 17 of those on my kitchen table, which meant we couldn't eat off my kitchen table for a good summer. And I just started plotting what the book should be. So at the bottom of each sticky note, I would say, maybe here's my cliffhanger for that chapter. So, for example, Freya eats a dragon egg. And then I would build upwards on the sticky note. I would say, you know, what were a couple ideas that led up to that? Like maybe how she got the dragon egg or what she thinks she can do with that egg before she winds up swallowing it. And then I would grab a legal-sized paper or pad of paper, and I would start plotting out or writing the whole chapter, maybe thinking 15, 20 pages per chapter, and I would just handwrite it, because that's what I do better than typing, and then later on I would type it online or on a computer.
So interesting. We're going to go to our first break here. It's Talented People. We're talking with our author guest calling in today, K.W. Pendorf. She wrote the book Freya and the Dragon Egg. And we're going to learn more about her in just a moment or two. Stand by.
I'm Dave Lyon with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. their tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People, Parenting Matters, from 4:16 in the afternoon on Wednesday, June 10th already. We're talking to author Kate W. Pendorf. Her book, Freya and the Dragon Egg, just came off the press, and we're so excited to have her calling in, talking about it a little bit. Are you there, Kate? It's KW?
Yeah, I am. Thanks.
Okay, so why don't you back up for a quick second? Can you tell us a little bit about, did you always want to be a writer?
So, I don't know. Well, it's kind of funny that you asked that, because I always kind of dabbled in some form of writing. I enjoyed thinking of ideas, but I never really put them down on paper or truly, you know, created the entire outline of a story, minus something that was 5 pages, and I think I wrote it like in first grade. But I had moved to Germany to teach, and in, I guess, some correspondence I had with some of our family members who are German and have always lived in Germany, she showed me a letter that I had written years ago to her, and it said in there, one day I'm going to be an author.
Oh my gosh, really?
Really? Like, I don't remember that being like
a
real goal of mine. You know, I had some other goals in life that were always entertaining, if you will. Like, I wanted to be the next Mary Hart on Entertainment Tonight, that kind of thing. But I just thought that was really interesting that she said, no, it's right here, and I read it. And so I guess somewhere in the back of my mind, I always wanted to be an author.
That's a really cool story. I know. That would be really funny to have that happen to somebody, because it is interesting. It's so nostalgic. So tell us, how long did it take you to write this book?
So I was on the train into New York in 2007 when I got that vision and idea. And then I just started playing with it, started writing it, and by the time it finally came to a really clean copy that is published now was 2014, so 7 years it took me. But I will say this, my original idea was so chock full of events and action and things going on, and nothing was truly full circle, that I knew I had to take things out, and that's when I said, okay, I really will write a freeze. And that's when I found out that there were 9 realms, and I said, okay, let's try and put this into 9 books then. So I took a lot of things out of book one that are going to go into other books, so that also kind of slowed down the process. So hopefully book two will not take me 7 years.
Yes, and I'm sure all your readers will be expecting it a lot faster than that as well. What about Kate, or KW, when you're writing, is there anything about your work that you kind of, I want to call it kind of quirky, that you know that you put in there to kind of entice or tease or have your readers, you know, kind of relate to you as an author? Is there anything that you could tell us about that?
I'm trying to think. I have things in there that are, you know, special or meaningful to me that might have to do with people I know. I borrowed part of my sister's last name for a character. I have a couple people who are named, or characters who are named after people I've met before, exchange students and stuff like that from Denmark. So those kind of things are hidden throughout.
Do people in the family ask you what, or do they think that they know that they're that person, or what happens with all that?
Well, obviously my sister's like, oh, I can see you borrowed part of my last name, so that's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And then I have a niece, and she's a middle child, and she's like, oh, the book is, you know, the main character is kind of based on me because I'm a middle child. And I'm like, yes, but loosely based, you know. There's different aspects that I've put into Freya that my niece maybe does not have. But, yeah, I kind of drew on, all right, let's see what a child might look like, do, think, act, or motivate her.
Mm-hmm. It's cute. What about the publishing experience itself? Like, how did you get your book published?
So that was really exciting. I wound up going to a conference in New York, and there were 4 agents there who I got to meet and greet with, and 3 of them really liked the story, and I was super duper duper excited. So I was able to send them part of my book, They looked it over. Unfortunately, at that time, if my idea came to me in 2007, then I think I went to this conference in, like, 2008. I mean, we're really looking at a very raw version of the book that readers are going to have today. So one of two things kind of, or two things kind of happened. They all had to decline it, regretfully. But the nice thing was, even in that raw version, they all gave me really good positive feedback. So, you know, they mentioned items in the book that they really liked. They mentioned me. They didn't just say, thank you, author. So they gave me higher rejections, if you will, and that motivated me to keep on going because I thought, okay, if these big people are saying, we really like your book, it will get published, but we're too busy right now to edit it and bring it where it needs to be. Go get that taken care of, and then we just know, you know, things will happen for you. So the unfortunate thing is I can't bring the book back to them now and be like, it's done, it's ready. But the positive thing is I went to another conference and found a publisher there, and things just moved from there. So I was super excited. So I currently don't have an agent, but we'll see if that needs to be at some point.
Right. That is encouraging, though, as far as what you were talking about, just to if everybody out there is listening and has a book in mind, like, you know, what KW was saying is that she didn't get an original offer first round from the first thing she did. That was a number of years ago, but what she got was encouragement to go on and write the books based on the rejection letters, which we love turning negatives into positives around here. So, and
yeah.
Talented people.
Well, just to jump in real fast, I do a lot of visits to schools. And it's really fun for me to be able to say to the students, like, look, I get it. You probably feel in school you hear nothing but rejections from perhaps your English teachers or whoever you're writing something for, like, oh, make it stronger. Oh, use better language. Oh. And I just said, but you have to understand that none of them said to you, don't even bother. Hand this in. It will be graded. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
They all were saying, it looks like you've got something good here. Give some stronger language, and you've got something powerful and great. You know, so I'm trying to tell them, like, don't get discouraged with your writing because people are giving you second chances to make it better because they see some quality in it. So that's kind of fun to talk to the kids about.
Oh, I think it's good to talk to kids and the adults that are listening out there as well because, you know, being a teacher and also, you know, you can kind of hear it in your voice, the storytelling side of you, that you get, you know, a lot of joy out of telling stories. And so when a book is a story in the fiction world anyway. So, but the thing is, keep going, you know, and that is a common denominator of the guests we have on the shows here. Many times, almost every time, I have to say, there's something about the personality where they end up actually achieving because they stay persevering and they do take the negatives and make them into positives. And it's nice that you're able to do that with the kids, though. What grades do you teach?
Well, I teach currently K through 5. So because I have the immigrant children, so I am across the board there. But I have done all the way up through college level. And I just find it super fascinating because I think all of these kids have a story themselves to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fun. Not that those stories have made it into my book, but in the classroom, it's exciting to see different points of view. And I would say that part of me is in the book. I like history, I like traveling, I like learning about other people, and I think that definitely shows in this book. Freya meets other people and needs to learn about them and befriend them so she can go through her adventures. She travels back in time, there's a historical feel to it. So, yeah, I would say that part of me is definitely in the book.
Mm-hmm. It's so exciting. It sounds, I was going to ask you a question just a second or two, is what do you think makes a good story? Actually, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? And what age, you know, is this book targeted for?
Well, I originally thought that this book would be middle grade. Freya's 12, then, you know, people around the age of 12 would probably want to read it. But like I said, I teach in elementary, and I had so many fourth and fifth graders saying, hey, can I see the book, and can I read the jacket cover? And then they got really excited for it that I actually have gone into many fourth and fifth grade classrooms who, you know, are just asking me to come in and say the kids really want to hear about it. They like it. So that's really exciting. So I'm no longer saying that this is a middle grade book. I'm now saying definitely fourth through eighth. So that's kind of nice that there's a larger market, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also having teachers and adults read it who are saying, we like it too. So possibly it's a crossover. Let's see.
Absolutely. All right. Well, this is a good time for us to go to our break, our half-hour break. We've got to do some weather real quick. We'll be right back. We're talking to our author here on Talented People, K.W. Pendorf, about the book that she's just written and just off the press, Freya and the Dragon Egg. Stay with us.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama is sending more U.S. troops to Iraq.
These advisors will give us a greater capacity to strengthen Iraqi forces.
That was White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes. They will assist the Iraqi forces and get more Sunnis involved in the fight against ISIS. More information is being revealed about the police officer who resigned from the McKinney, Texas Police Department after pulling a gun on teenagers during a rowdy pool party. His attorney, Jane Baskin, held a press conference and says her client had to deal with two suicide calls just prior to the pool incident.
When the Craig Ranch neighborhood incident came over the radio, Eric Casebolt was reluctant to respond to a simple trespassing call, given what he had just been through.
And she says he is sorry about his actions.
He never intended to mistreat anyone.
Eric Casebolt has received death threats and is in hiding with his family. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Unions representing staff at the Northern New York prison where two killers escaped last weekend say many of the workers have been questioned by investigators, but they say none have been charged with wrongdoing. Authorities believe Richard Matt and David Sweat had help breaking out. Toby Mitchell, the son of a prison employee, told NBC News his mother was questioned but would never risk her life to help killers.
They both are convicted murderers. I mean, you have an inmate that's in prison for life. They really don't have anything to lose.
And police are going door to door in nearby neighborhoods. One resident says she turned down an officer who wanted to search her house.
I'm pretty well battened down as far as the cellars and my doors and things, so I feel I'm pretty safe.
That was Barbara McKay-Slane. The Health and Human Services Secretary says it will be up to Congress and the states to decide what to do if the Supreme Court annuls federal subsidies that are the cornerstone of President Obama's health care law. About 34 states will likely be affected if the subsidies are annulled. This is USA Headline News.
And now, for GEICO's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car, we go inside your side door pocket.
Hello, yes, the crumpled receipt with gum in it. From your anniversary dinner, you sprang for expensive wine, your server was Beth. That dinner was a couple $100s. Money you could get back if you switched to GEICO and saved hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. I bet you'd save that receipt. Frame it, even. But really, where did I go wrong? Was it the corkage fee?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today.
President Obama's pick to lead the Transportation Security Administration says he is concerned, as lawmakers are, about reports of widespread security gaps at airports.
I understand the risks, the nature of the risks that we face. I think there are people in TSA who do understand the risks. What I want to understand is how effective are those voices and how well can those voices be heard?
Coast Guard Vice Admiral Peter Neffinger says the TSA needs to be more up to date on security threats at airports.
There must be a culture of operational evolution. One that constantly questions assumptions, plans, and processes, and is able to rapidly field new concepts of operation, new performance standards, and new capabilities.
He testified today at his Senate confirmation hearing. Investigators say the engineer driving an Amtrak train wasn't using his cell phone in the moments before the train derailed in Philadelphia last month. And that deepens the mystery of what caused the accident. 8 people were killed and about 200 were injured. The agency also says the engineer, Brandon Bastian, did not access the train's Wi-Fi system while he was operating the locomotive. The U.S. may have to backtrack on promises to suspend only nuclear-related economic sanctions on Iran in an emerging nuclear deal. Officials say the problem derives from what has been a strong point of the sanctions effort that many credit with pushing Iran into negotiations. Under the sanctions, hundreds of companies and people have been penalized for participating in Iran's nuclear program. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. This is the Parenting Matters section of it. It's actually sponsored as part by Privo, which is a company that's one of 7 White House grant recipients to build the infrastructure on the internet to protect kids and their parents' information and safety. So we want to thank them for that. I'm going to give you the weather forecast if you happen to be in the New Jersey area. It's about 4:33 on Wednesday, June 10th. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 63. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon, mostly sunny with a high about 91. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low about 67. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low about 68. Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mostly cloudy with a high near 88. And then mostly cloudy with a low about 64 on Saturday night. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 82, and then mostly cloudy on Sunday night with a low about 61. Monday, chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mostly cloudy with a high of 81. So we're back to our interview now. We have our call-in guest, author, speaker, and storyteller, Kate W. Pendorf. Kate, are you there? Kate?
Yeah, I am. Thanks.
Okay, we're talking about your book, Freya and the Dragon Egg, that just came off the press from Open Door Publications. If somebody wanted to buy a copy, where would they go to get it?
Well, they can definitely get it through my website, which will lead them to Open Door Publications, or any Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble websites. It's currently at Amazon. I'm sorry, that was silly. It's currently at Barnes & Noble in Appleton, Wisconsin, where I did my book release. And I hear that it's selling pretty well, so that excites me, and that they've already had to order a second round.
So congratulations. That's great. I want to mention for everybody out there listening, the website she was talking about is www.kwp.com. So it's kwpendorf.com.
Exactly.
I want to ask you a couple more questions. For one, what authors or books have influenced you in your writing?
Well, definitely. I don't know about, like, stylistically how I write, but I would say the style of what I like to read is definitely someone like J.K. Rowling, L.M. Montgomery, and Philippa Gregory, who does historical romance. And I just really like that these three authors do great world building. I truly feel when I read these books that I am stepping into that world. It's vivid, it's a movie in my head, and that's the type of reading that I like. So that's what I tried to emulate when I was writing Freya and the Dragon Egg.
That's so interesting. So do you actually see this as a movie?
Well, I would love to, but it's really fun when the kids talk to me and say, is this going to be a movie? Because then, of course, I say to them, well, if you know anyone in Hollywood, please give them my name. But, you know, the modern day child today does read, thank God, but they are so used to instant information. They're so used to visuals that I think books need to target that. I think we need to still have strong language, good writing, but I think it needs to be vivid to capture their interest. So when the kids are like, oh, do you think this will be a movie? And they've read my book, then that kind of says to me, because you see it as a movie, like in your head, so maybe it could come to a visual screen like a TV or movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What about, like, tell us while you're writing, did you have to try, like, alternate endings? Did you share it with anyone to give you insight, or did you just go with it till you got to your final editor?
I actually, my ending was a complete cliffhanger, and one of my first editors said to me, I don't mind it, but it's an extreme cliffhanger. So just FYI, you might get asked to change it, or you might have some backlash from fans. And I just kind of put that in the back of my head and was like, okay, it is what it is. But then as I was giving my book a massive overhaul with some edits, meaning I was taking out some action and plot sequencing because that'll go into the later part of the series, it naturally changed how my book was going to end. And now my book doesn't quite have that extreme cliffhanger. Before, I had Freya basically walking through a door and you're anticipating, where is she going to enter? And then, bam, it ends. And, of course, people are like, well, where is she going to enter? And now I don't have that at all. Now I have what's kind of interesting. I have people coming to me saying, you know, I was getting into that last chapter, and I thought, she told me this was going to be a series, and I don't see how that's going to happen. And then right on that last couple pages, ah, now I see how it's going to happen.
That's so fun. Yeah. Well, there it goes again with another bit of feedback that you got that you turned into a positive. Because, like you said, the first editor saying to you, you know, that's a cliffhanger, it's extreme, and, you know, you could upset your fans. And so you paid attention to it, which I think, again, and it's taken such a long time for you to get the book out, that the collection of those little pieces of gold, really, along the way, helped to put the book together so that you are able to have a cliffhanger like you wanted at the end, but it's not as extreme or, you know, going to shake up the readers, which I think is really smart. Now, tell us about, have you ever had any writer's block or anything like that?
Oh, my gosh. I've had tons of writer's block. And I know a lot of authors say, just write every day. Even if it's 20 words, just put something on paper. And that's extremely hard when you're in the middle of writer's block. So for me, writer's block is not ideas. Ideas come to me very easily. I can just throw ideas on paper. It's when I'm fine-tuning those ideas or I'm trying to figure out loopholes, that I'll play with. It might linger a couple days. But true writer's block for me is when I'm sitting down saying, okay, I got this really cool idea. How's it going to look on paper? Who's supposed to speak? What tone are they using? So maybe I'll get that on paper, and then I'll read it again and be like, ugh, it's all terrible. You know, like, that's not the feel I was going for. That's not the type of language I was hoping to use. And what I mean by language, too, is my Vikings speak differently than my modern-day characters. For quick example, instead of saying goodbye, they might say farewell. You know, so I try to give them some a taste of older language. So instead of saying that's terrible, they might say, oh, that's vile, you know, just to give it that flavor and feel of Freya did go back in time. I don't want Vikings saying, hey, what's up?
Yeah, that's too funny, though, really. Good thought. What about, have you ever, like, edited yourself to where you threw work away that you wish you hadn't now, or do you save everything and when you were working just make sure you just don't actually like delete it? Because every day you have a different feeling, emotion, personality, so we, you know, to stay consistent seems like such a hard thing for a fiction writer.
Right. I actually have one chapter in this book that is just my favorite. I love the way it's written. I love the pacing of it, the feel of it, how the scene is set up and how it's being told. I think that's chapter 4. And every time I really am kind of in that spot where I think, oh, this writing is bad, I just reread that chapter just to kind of get back into that flow of saying, okay, this is what I like. This is stylistically how I want the vibe to go and move forward. I've deleted, I would say, lines that weren't phrased well. But I don't think I've necessarily deleted ideas. Those are still written down in rough form. I have all of that, or I have some chapters that were written originally, and I've just cut them out and saved them somewhere else. They're probably still in extremely poor form, but I will deal with that when I know what book to put them into.
Right. That's just, I think it's fascinating, and I just can't imagine taking it on as, you know, the book project, and yet, you know, when you get to the point where you are, where it's done, it's so exciting, and all the work you put into it, it is a performing art, you know, authoring is that. So just let's talk about it again in just a minute or two after we get back from our break. This is Talented People. Our guest is K.W. Pendorf, author of Freya and the Dragon Egg.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse. These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area.
The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. It's already 4:47, if you can believe it. And we're talking with our author guest who called in today, the author of the book Freya and the Dragon Egg by Open Door Publications. Her name is K.W. Pendorf. And so, Kate, tell us a little bit about how much time do you spend writing in your day?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I teach, so there's not tons of writing going on during the day. And I have a little one at home. So there's not tons of writing going on at night. So I really look forward to summer breaks. Or I actually have to say, and I've even told my administrators this, I currently love state testing because while I administer the state test and, you know, I'm just staring at the kids to make sure they're not cheating, I'm actually plotting book lines and book story lines or whatever in my head. So that kind of gives me some quiet downtime.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, I'm busy for the most part. So we'll have to see. Right now, I've just pulled up my old notes for book two, but I'll be doing a book tour this summer. So I'm really hoping that I'll be able to still find some time to write because, like I said earlier, I don't want this to take 7 years to get book two out. So I'm going to go over some of my notes, some of the old items that I had researched that I really liked, and see if that will fit for what I want in book two.
Mm-hmm. What do you do when you're not writing?
Probably just playing with my little one and traveling as much as I can on the weekends and going to do some fun activities. I look at everything as a possible inspiration for the book. So, you know, even if we're out at the park, then I might think, oh, would Freya ever be at a park, you know, or something like that. So
yeah.
I'm constantly just thinking, oh, did something inspire me just now that I might be able to use later on?
Right, because when you write your own book like that, you are living in your own world that you created, which should be, it's like two worlds living between real world and your book world, because especially if you've got nine more on the way, that's going to be fun to watch that happen. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just laughing and saying, yep.
What about, tell us a little bit about the signings that you're doing right now, book signings.
So a lot of the signings right now are school visits, local projects. I was at BookCon in New York City, and that was amazing. We had about 200 books, and they are all gone, so I was really excited for that. I had brought 1,000 bookmarks to New York City because I knew I would be in New Jersey for a couple school visits, and I didn't bring home a single bookmark. Just everyone was taking them. It had the information of where to get the book online and the book jacket cover so people knew what the synopsis of the book was, had the cover on it, and people were just gravitating to it. So I was really excited for that, but now I need to go get some more. So I also have a couple book clubs lined up. I have a couple bookstore tours for the summer that I'll be doing, some summer school visits I'll also be doing, and something kind of fun that's out of the box is I will be on July 11th at the National Coob Championship, because it is a Viking game that they used to play, Coob, and it is still played today. So I've been invited to go and be a vendor there, so I'm really excited for that.
That is so fun. Tell everybody about that, as far as, like, it's in your book, right?
Yes. So it's slightly introduced. Any reader who is not familiar with Coob won't pick up the rules or how it's played in book one. They're just going to hear a little bit about it, that it is played, mm-hmm. because it's going to be built up over the course of the series. So basically, for those who are interested, I highly recommend the game. It is a lawn sport. I kind of tell people to slightly think of it as like bocce ball, but instead of trying to get as close to the king as you can, or the main, you know, ball, this Coob has king pins, if you will, you actually have to knock it down. So you've got coops, which are wooden blocks. You have to knock them down with like a baton, so like a throwing stick. And then once you get all those down, then you go for the king, and then you're the winner if you get that. So it's really fun. It can be competitive, but it's just a blast.
How funny is that they happen to have an event in July here of this year? Like you said, that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
So what about...
We'll still play it. I think that's really neat. You know, it's living history, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And what about like your goals as far as... I know you have the goal of a series, but do you have any kind of goal for the first book? What would you like to see happen to this book?
You know, I was telling somebody that I actually had four goals. Goal number one was for somebody who I did not know at all to purchase the book. So that means no friends, no family, someone who's just off the street and doesn't have a clue who I am. So that was goal number one.
That's a reasonable goal. I'm
trying to remember what the other goals were, but goal number two, I believe, was to make back the money that I've put in as far as, like, you know, a tour, a summer tour. It costs money to go to BookCon and those kind of things, so... That's goal two. Goal three is that I earn enough money that I can now be a stay-home mom. I don't have to continue with my real career, so that I can just keep writing. And then goal four, of course, would be that awesome movie deal. So those are my goals.
Hey, you have to have goals or you don't end up anywhere, right?
Exactly.
So what would you like to leave everybody out there listening to? What would you like to tell everybody before the end of our show? It's already 4:52, if you can believe it.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just really honestly hoping that my book will be that inspiration in some kids or older readers that Anne of Green Gables was for me as growing up. I really enjoyed knowing that books could be fun, could be full of life. Not every book did it for me, but just knowing that certain books existed out there kept me going, saying, I'm going to keep trying to find another book. And I really am kind of hoping that my book plays that in the role of, you know, someone's life. I just think that would be super exciting.
It would be. Do you want to tell everybody out there anything inspirational about the whole journey before we go? Because we're already at the end of the show.
I think the whole journey has been inspirational. Just don't give up on your dreams. I've been taking everything as an adventure, even some of the declines for can I have an event here, or some of the you know, the regrets that I had that maybe I didn't land an agent. But I just think everything is just fun and exciting, and just don't give up, because if I focus on the negativity, then book two would never come out. You
right.
Know?
No, you do have positive spirit, so you got to stick with that. And also, you know, a lot of times their authors don't get their agents until after their first book performs or that it's written. And so, you know, I don't think you're running on any track other than opportunity at this point.
Yeah, so, no, hopefully now I'm just hoping people will rush online after hearing this and go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and go get Frey and the Dragon Egg. That would really be awesome.
Yeah, it would be. All right, well, then we just want to thank you again and wish you continued success and tell, you know, keep us posted. Again, KW Pendorf calling in from Wisconsin on our book. All right, so where's the best place again for someone to go to get it?
I would say right now, definitely go online. Go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and... Yeah.
It's Freya and the Dragon Egg, F-R-E-Y-A. All right. Well, then,
exactly.
Kate,
thanks.
Thanks a lot, Kate. Have a great day.
You too.
All
bye.
Right. Bye-bye. All right. Thanks for watching or listening in today. It's 4:54 already on Talented People. This is Parenting Radio, streaming from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office on June 10th. And that was our guest. We're really excited for her. We've watched her have her journey writing this book for about 4 years now. So it's really exciting to see her have it out. And it's a great book. The illustrations are incredible. So pick up a copy. And as to our end of the show, I hope you have a great day and a nice weekend. And we'll be back to you next week on Talented People. Thanks.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama is sending more U.S. troops to Iraq.
These advisors will give us a greater capacity to strengthen Iraqi forces.
That was White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes. They will assist the Iraqi forces and get more Sunnis involved in the fight against ISIS. More information is being revealed about the police officer who resigned from the McKinney, Texas Police Department after pulling a gun on teenagers during a rowdy pool party. His attorney, Jane Baskin, held a press conference and says her client had to deal with two suicide calls just prior to the pool incident.
When the Craig Ranch neighborhood incident came over the radio, Eric Casebolt was reluctant to respond to a simple trespassing call, given what he had just been through.
And she says he is sorry about his actions.
He never intended to mistreat anyone.
Eric Casebolt has received death threats and is in hiding with his family. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Unions representing staff at the Northern New York prison where two killers escaped last weekend say many of the workers have been questioned by investigators, but they say none have been charged with wrongdoing. Authorities believe Richard Matt and David Sweat had help breaking out. Toby Mitchell, the son of a prison employee, told NBC News his mother was questioned but would never risk her life to help killers.
They both are convicted murderers. I mean, you have an inmate that's in prison for life. They really don't have anything to lose.
And police are going door to door in nearby neighborhoods. One resident says she turned down an officer who wanted to search her house.
I'm pretty well battened down as far as the cellars and my doors and things, so I feel I'm pretty safe.
That was Barbara McKay-Slane. The Health and Human Services Secretary says it will be up to Congress and the states to decide what to do if the Supreme Court annuls federal subsidies that are the cornerstone of President Obama's health care law. About 34 states will likely be affected if the subsidies are annulled. This is USA Headline News.
And now, for GEICO's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car, we go inside your side door pocket.
Hello, yes, the crumpled receipt with gum in it. From your anniversary dinner, you sprang for expensive wine, your server was Beth. That dinner was a couple $100s. Money you could get back if you switched to GEICO and saved hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. I bet you'd save that receipt. Frame it even. But really, where did I go wrong? Was it the corkage fee?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today.
President Obama's pick to lead the Transportation Security Administration says he is concerned, as lawmakers are, about reports of widespread security gaps at airports.
I understand the risks, the nature of the risks that we face. I think there are people in TSA who do understand the risks. What I want to understand is how effective are those voices and how well can those voices be heard?
Coast Guard Vice Admiral Peter Neffinger says the TSA needs to be more up to date on security threats at airports.
There must be a culture of operational evolution, one that constantly questions assumptions, plans, and processes, and is able to rapidly field new concepts of operation, new performance standards, and new capabilities.
He testified today at his Senate confirmation hearing. Investigators say the engineer driving an Amtrak train wasn't using his cell phone in the moments before the train derailed in Philadelphia last month. And that deepens the mystery of what caused the accident. 8 people were killed and about 200 were injured. The agency also says the engineer, Brandon Bastian, did not access the train's Wi-Fi system while he was operating the locomotive. The U.S. may have to backtrack on promises to suspend only nuclear-related economic sanctions on Iran in an emerging nuclear deal. Officials say the problem derives from what has been a strong point of the sanctions effort that many credit with pushing Iran into negotiations. Under the sanctions, hundreds of companies and people have been penalized for participating in Iran's nuclear program. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. We have a pretty good, I think, a very exciting show. This is Joe Eggert, as you know. My good friend Tony Page is somewhere in New Jersey hitting a little white ball with a racket. He's on a big tournament. You know, he's going, I think, pro very soon. So good luck, Tony, on that. He's sorry he couldn't be here because we do have, I think, a pretty exciting show.